Hey guys, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. Your host Charlie Giuliani, and we're talking about Zionism, that forbidden subject. You know, with those hate crime laws that they've been trying to pass, fortunately that last one did not go through. But you know what? They're not going to stop. We can't sit back and think, oh great, we won a victory, we don't have to worry now. Guys, they're going to do it. They're going to do it unless we are continually vigilant. They're going to repackage it, slip it in through some other bill if we don't keep an eye on them. And if that thing goes through, you will have more freedom to speak against Emperor Gluteus Maximus, who illegally occupies the White House, more freedom to speak against the Pentagon, against the military, against, you know, anything except Zionism, i.e. the corrupt Israeli government. You will actually be able to pretty much, I mean, it's unbelievable. You'll have more freedom. It's almost that way now. You have more freedom to speak against Bush and this fascist pig neocon regime we have, more freedom in this country to speak against that than you do Israel. Think about it. Anyway, Haaretz, April 10th, 2007, this past April. Let me continue on reading the article. It says, the moment of truth has arrived, and it has to be said Israel does not want peace. The arsenal of excuses has run out, and the chorus of Israeli rejection already rings hollow. Until recently, it was still possible to accept the Israeli refrain that there is no partner for peace, and that the time isn't right to deal with our enemies. Today, however, the new reality before our eyes leaves no room for doubt, and the tired refrain that Israel supports peace has been left shattered. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. So, you know, you Zionists listening out there, why don't you call me and tell me how anti-Semitic I am when one of your own biggest newspapers is pulling the lid off the big facade. That's a powerful statement. I couldn't have worded it better myself. Thank God it was made by an Israeli paper. You going to call them anti-Semitic Zionist pigs? Is one of your own big newspapers admitting it can no longer be? Of course it can't. It's obvious. It's right in your face. Of course you can't deny it anymore. The Israeli government does not and never has wanted peace. Former professions seemed convincing in the past, but now their obvious blatant pursuit of power and wanton destruction of the Arab people and their culture has become too obvious now. You have to be brain dead to not see what's going on here. There you go, guys, right from an Israeli paper. Menachem Begin once made this statement back in, it was quoted in the South African Observer, June 1977. Here's what he said. You shall have no, perhaps I should read it like this. You shall have no pity on them until we shall have destroyed their so-called Arab culture. On the ruins of which we shall build our own civilization. Did you catch that? This is unbelievable. You shall have no pity on them until we shall have destroyed their so-called Arab culture, on the ruins of which we shall build our own civilization. Unbelievable. There you have it. What's the problem in the Middle East? Who's the real perpetrator? Why isn't there peace? Why can't there be peace? There's your answer right there. We shall have no pity on them. Which is why you see videos recorded by the BBC, posted on their own website, of Israeli soldiers holding down Palestinian women and making them drink cleaning fluid until they die. Tanks taking out little kids on the streets. Unbelievable. That's why, folks. One of the most influential Zionist figures of the 20th century, who was largely responsible for such Zionist hatred of Arabs, and whose influence still continues to drive Zionist thinking today, was Ze'ev Jabotinsky, the spiritual father, if you will, of such figures as Menachem Begin, Ariel Sharon, and Brooklyn Rabbi Meir Kahane. Stick with us. We'll talk about him some more when we get back.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Hey guys, welcome back to Truth Earth Radio, your host, Charlie Giuliani. Yeah, if anybody wants to call in, you have any objections to what I'm saying or any comments to add, 800-313-9443. Again, that's 800-313-9443. Okay, let me pick up where I left off here. I was talking about Zev Jabotinsky, very influential Zionist leader of the 20th century on into the current century. Had a very powerful impact on Ariel Sharon and other prime ministers of Israel. In the December 12, 2001 Village Voice, an article called Death Wish in the Holy Land reported how in 1923 Jabotinsky wrote that, quote, the sole way for Jews to deal with Arabs in Palestine, or the Zionists, I should say, was through total avoidance of all attempts to arrive at a settlement, which he euphemistically termed the Iron Wall Approach. Did you catch that, guys? Those are his words. He said the way to deal with the Arabs in Palestine was through, quote, total avoidance of all attempts to arrive at a settlement. You wonder why there's no peace? Why there isn't going to be peace, why there can't be, hasn't been, there you go. This same edition of Village Voice also pointed out, not so surprisingly, that a picture of Jabotinsky had graced the Prime Minister Sharon's desk. The April 12, 2001 edition of Haaretz reported on how the influential Israeli Rabbi Ovadia Yosef during a sermon preceding the 2001 Passover holiday celebration declared, quote, "May the holy name," meaning God, or whatever God they profess to worship, "visit retribution on the Arab heads and cause their seed to be lost and annihilate them. It is forbidden to have pity on them. We must give them missiles with relish, annihilate them. Evil ones they are, damnable ones." Well, that sounds like a very loving sermon to me, doesn't it to you? This is why I mentioned earlier, not to get back on theology, but I just have to throw this in there, guys. I spent a considerable amount of time studying why God seems to be portrayed in the Old Testament in such an angry fashion. And admittedly, there are passages that do portray him that way, or seem to anyway, on the surface. But on a future show sometime down the line, I don't want to spend 3 days on it like I did with the Trinity, but I just want to cover this because this has very much to do with politics. Because politics drives a lot of this rabid hatred that's seen amongst Zionists and all other religious fanatics. Although a great many Zionists aren't even religious, they're atheistic, but they profess religion, as all tyrants do, to, you know, hide behind and get sympathy and support from people, you know, like Bush professes to do now. He professes to be a Christian. Yeah, Adolf Hitler pulled that trump card too. Yeah, I'm sure you're convinced Adolf Hitler was a Christian. Anyway, but in that study, I'm going to demonstrate, again, from the pages of the Bible itself, that God is not an angry, vengeful deity who's sitting there waiting with his arms crossed for you to slip up so he can zap you with a bolt of lightning. Like I said, admittedly, there are passages that seem to portray him as doing that very thing. But guess what? Upon closer inspection, that's not going on at all. I know a lot of you listening are thinking, "Oh, that's crazy. The Bible says it in plain English." Guess again. Stick around. I'll be covering that eventually. I don't know when, probably a couple months or something. But if you don't have patience to wait, you can go to lulu.com and you'll see my book, Does God Destroy? You will be absolutely blown away. Biblically, I prove, guys, that God actually does not destroy, but he will allow destruction to come upon those who beg for it. And there's nothing he can do to prevent it if that's what they want. If they're hell-bent on destruction and indulging in evil, he will allow them to suffer the fate that they face, but he doesn't inflict it himself. Anyway, I'm getting ahead of myself. That's another story. But I brought that up in this context here because listen to that excerpt from that sermon I just read. Calling vengeance upon Arab heads as though it's God's will. We must destroy them, wipe them out, annihilate them. May the infinite God destroy them, blah, 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 blah. That's what religious fanatics think about God, that he's that way. And you know, a great many Christians, naturally Christian Zionists, believe that about God. Can you imagine? In the one hand, they're saying God is loving and merciful and tender and on and on and on. And the next breath, but don't get a mad or he'll destroy you. That's schizophrenia. No wonder they believe in a triune God. If they believe, you know, he's so schizophrenic, well, they might as well have him not only have multiple personalities, but be made up of multiple persons. Oh, what a flippin' mess. Anyway, continuing on here. Raphael Eaton, chief of staff of the Israel Defense Forces, made this interesting statement. He said, "We declare openly that the Arabs have no right to settle on even 1 centimeter of Eretz Israel. Force is all they do or ever will understand. We shall use the ultimate force until the Palestinians come crawling to us on all fours." Yeah, they're real interested in peace, aren't they? Do you see why they have to come up with things like hate crimes to silence you from protesting them? Because they do have a lot to hide, because they are, in fact, the problem, because they are the source of the evil in the Middle East. They are the source of the trouble and the lack of peace, guys. It's them. Always has been. All right, my buddy Robert in Salt Lake is calling in again. Rob, welcome to the show. You there, Rob?
Good morning.
All right, there you are. Yeah. Well, afternoon for me.
That makes a difference. You know, your show does not come into Salt Lake. I wish it did. I wish the RBN came into Salt Lake. I actually.
Were you getting us on the internet?
No, I actually live 2 hours away, and for some reason, for about a window of 40 miles, for some reason, your sumo just pops down right here, and I have no idea how.
Wow.
Are you
picking us up on regular radio?
On regular radio, right here.
Oh, okay, cool.
About two hours south, and, you know, telling them from Salt Lake, I work up there every day, and I'm just on my way north, and I get to hear you for 40 minutes, right? And then I'm gone. You're gone. But I just wanted to mention regarding your conversation this morning that I think religion isn't about believing in Jesus, okay? And that there's a whole lot of people who are not Jesus believers who hang their hat on religion, okay? So if you take a look at what is the measure of one who truly believes in Jesus, you'd have to go to the Beatitudes. You'd have to go to his top two commandments, right? Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and love thy neighbor. And a part of that is pray for those who are your enemies. Turn the other cheek. Those kinds of things are the measure of those who truly believe in Jesus and follow him. And those who use religion for their own ends. That's what I wanted to bring up this morning.
Right. I agree. There's sincere people in all religions and all schools of thought. And, you know, God isn't going to say, well, you never accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, so you're not going to get into heaven. You know, if their heart is sincere before God, he's not going to hold their ignorance against them. And the Bible teaches that. So shut up, all you phony, hypocritical, finger-pointing, judgmental, Zionist, butt-kissing, Pat Robertsonian Christian wannabes, because you're the ones who are going to the very place that you claim everybody else is going because they don't agree with you. I can't stand that kind of phony.
Yeah, I mean, what's the
love in that?
Just because someone goes to church every Sunday doesn't mean that they're a follower of Christ. I think...
Well, you know what? In my book, if they're diehard followers of organized religion and go to church every Sunday, they're not followers of Christ because those religions aren't following him. But there are Christians who are sincere who are going there.
They
just don't know that.
The Pharisees and Sadducees who castigated Jesus. He was a rabbi, right? He was a rabbi. He earned his measure of truly being a rabbi, and they cast him out. They chose Barabbas above him. They said, hey, take his life. Oh, my word. I really believe that if Christ was here today, that we have society. I think you could choose the United States. I think you could choose London, Europe. I think you could choose the Vatican. I think if Jesus was here today, chances are we'd probably crucify him again. It's just really sad.
Yeah, they would. And you know who would do it is the very ones that profess to follow him.
But I think the Beatitudes and those first great commandments are the measure of those who are truly followers of Christ and those who aren't. Appreciate your show. Thanks.
Absolutely. I agree. All right. Thanks for your call, man. Appreciate it. All right. We're going to go to, who do we got here? Al in Missouri. Welcome to the show, Al.
Hello, Charles.
Yeah, welcome.
Yeah, hey, thanks for all the good work you're doing. And I was wondering if you could take a few minutes to advise people or inform people about the ability of the Zionists to conceal much information from the American people that might be construed as, what would you say, damaging to Israel or the Zionists around the world. Case in point would be that the attack on the Mexican parliament 1 month after 9/11 that was never reported in the American mainstream media.
Yeah, actually, would you care to elaborate on that? Because I haven't actually, I know about it, but I never delved into it in too much detail. I'm focused lately more on what's going on here. But,
right.
If you want to, go ahead.
It was reported widely in the Mexican press at the time, and it appears that there was two Israeli Mossad agents that stuck in with a group of people, and they had numerous weapons, guns, grenades.
Tell you what, Al, we got to go to commercial break. Stick with us, though, and we'll pick up with that when we get back.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Hey guys, welcome to Two Thirds Radio. We're on the line with one of my Pel Talk buddies, Al, in Missouri. Yeah, finish up, Al, what were you saying about the Mexican Parliament? Interesting.
Yes, Charles. It seems that they had all these weapons, and they were going to have an incident similar to the Levine affair, and it was intended to place blame on Muslim extremists and draw Mexico into the war on error, I call it. And there seems to be quite a few links and evidence pointing to these same people also doing bombings in London and actually bombings around the world. And what's strange to me is how they can consistently conceal these facts from the American people. And I think that's what you're helping to expose, and I commend you on your excellent work.
Well, I think people are finally waking up and realizing that these things are scams, but, yeah, unfortunately, they're not realizing who's really behind it. I mean, sometimes, yeah, you can trace it directly to MI6 or the CIA, but people need to realize that the Mossad is playing a more major role than anyone else. I mean, let's face it, who hates Arabs more in this world and wants to demonize them and make them look bad than the Zionist pigs? So naturally they want to set them up to justify, you know, more wars being waged in the Middle East. It's so blatantly obvious. How can it be missed?
Exactly.
No excusing it. Yeah, and I mean, this anti-Semitic Trump card thing has got to go. I mean, that's really worn itself out. It's getting really stale.
Right, effectively, that's just a muzzle that they put on people.
Yeah.
Right, right. You know, and if people realize that these same people, the Mossad and their Israeli security company, ICTS, that allowed Richard Reed to roam all over Israel, Gaza, and the West Bank, and then board a plane from Charles de Gaulle Airport in Paris to his nearly deadly and fatal flight where he tried to blow up his shoe, if they realize that these same people are behind all these acts.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, they'll get all angry with you and deny it. No, that's paranoid. You're crazy. We're not doing that stuff. But they're still denying the USS Liberty. I mean, that's been proven a million times over. Israeli pilots who were involved in that bombing enterprise have come forward and admitted that they were told, even though they radioed in and said, hey, look, this is an American ship. It's not hostile, blah, blah, blah. You have your orders. Carry them out. I mean, it's been admitted, and yet they're still denying that. You know, if they had any semblance of intelligence about them, they would admit, well, yeah, you know, that was a tragic thing, but we've changed now. We don't do that stuff anymore. No, they won't even admit that. That has already been proven. You know what I'm saying? So if they're lying, and they obviously are, about the USS Liberty and other, you know, the Levant affair, and obviously...
Right, they have history of doing this stuff. You know?
Right,
and,
very long history,
and, how long was the Liberty concealed from the American people?
Still is.
The advent of the Internet, nobody actually knew about it except for those poor people that suffered that attack.
I mean, even, the History Channel has come out with stuff on that, but still, in mainstream media, it's still denied. Incredible. But, you know, again, thanks to the Internet, for however long that lasts, people do have, avenues to information. It's really the last bastion of truth that's left.
Right, right. Well, I hear that, they're kind of damaging the Internet right now.
Sure, there's big movements.
Police chief of New York City is claiming that terrorism is being created on the Internet in chat rooms. No,
yes,
I mean,
yes.
It's totally ridiculous. They're trying to muzzle free speech wherever possible.
We here at Al Qaeda, we are master planners, and we know that the best way to plan terrorist attacks is on the Internet, where U.S. government is monitoring everything that is said and done. It's good policy, no? What a bunch of garbage.
Right. More than fear-mongering is what they're getting at. No?
Anybody who falls for that is just a pure sap. Anyway, anything else, Al?
No, but keep up the good work, Charles.
All right, man.
I appreciate it. America appreciates it. The world appreciates it. Thank you.
All right, man. See you on Pal Talk. And, by the way, anybody wants to ever join us on Pal Talk, just go to paltalk.com, download their software, and you can join us in the 9/11 was an inside job room. Runs pretty much 24/7. You'll see all the gang in there. I'm usually in there in the evenings, sometimes during the day, off and on. But my name is always in there. I go by Imalak100. And we have some pretty interesting discussions. We've got people that come in from all around the world, so it's neat. You get different perspectives from outside the U.S. And you'll see, you know, it's a whole different picture what's going on in foreign countries than what we're told. It's amazing. You know, say what you want about Rosie O'Donnell, but she's right, guys. You know, when she said how our media is totally controlled, it's astonishing. It's frightening, she says, how much the truth is kept from us, how little we know. They don't tell us the truth about anything. And she says, that includes this network, her own network. She criticized it, saying that it was part of this cover-up. And it is, hiding, you know, what's going on, what we're actually doing in foreign countries. Anyway, going to move on here. A lot of ground to cover. Obviously, I'm going to be carrying this over into tomorrow's show, maybe next Friday as well. But sooner or later, I want to get to talking about the protocols. You don't want to miss that show either, folks. That's very interesting. That's going to clinch the case right there. You know, if you think, as many Zionists would have you think, that the protocols are fraudulent or, you know, it's a forged document, once you read them, that closes the case right there. Because even as the Zionists admit, that document goes back at least to 1905, and it's been since 1905 that nearly everything in that document has been put into practice. So, forgery or not, they're certainly following it to the T. All right, short break, stick with us, be right back.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Okay, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio, guys. Your host, Charlie Giuliani, talking about
that forbidden subject, Zionism.
Exposing it for the fraud that it is. And by the way, all of these quotes that I'm reading are found in my book, The New World Disorder. I have a section toward the back. In fact, it's one of the appendices. And you can get that, again, by going to lulu.com, L-U-L-U.com. Just type in my name, Charles Giuliani, G-I-U-L-I-A-N-I. And in that book, there's a huge section on Zionism in the back. I forget how many pages it is now, but it goes for quite a distance. And all of these quotes, this basically, I'm just reading right from that section. These quotes here, they're all in there. So if you want to get them and the resources where I got them, and see, I'm not making this stuff up, folks. You can check this all out for yourself. These are real quotes. And here comes another one, showing that that the Israelis are the ones who are more responsible, or the Zionist Israelis, I should say, for the trouble in the Middle East, not the Arabs. And here's a quote from Jerusalem Post, making that very point, May 23rd of 2001. It stated, Israel's actions are much worse than those of the Palestinians, both because they are state-sanctioned and because the force used is much greater and therefore more destructive. That's my whole point. Yes, thank you very much, Jerusalem Post. That's my whole point, guys. How could the Palestinians be a threat to Israel when Israel has all the weapons, all the financial support? I mean, give me a break. This is laughably ridiculous.
Poor, poor Israel,
who blows Palestinians up on a daily basis, bulldozes their homes. I mean, come on, who doesn't know about Carrie, what was her name? I forget her name now, that American girl. She was 19 from Washington. I used to know her name by heart. What's her name? That bugs me now. Actually, let me check the Pal Talk room, although there's a delay, so by the time they type it, I guess it won't matter. Anyway, this long-haired blonde girl was over there protesting the abuses of the Palestinians, holding up signs, and right there on film, everybody saw it. It's all over the internet, guys. The bulldozer had run her over, backed up over her, and then pulled forward and put it in reverse again and ran over her a second time to ensure that she was murdered. Ran over her deliberately a second time. Rachel Corey, that's it. All right, it just came to me. There we go. Sometimes if you try too hard to think, you can't do it. You take your mind off it for a minute and bang, it pops back. I don't know, funny how the brain works. But anyway, Rachel Corey, guys. Horrible, horrible, horrible story. I'm going to see sometime if I can get her parents or one of her parents on here. Although I don't know if I can do it without cracking. That's just a tragic, horrible story. Where was the government? Why didn't the U.S. government do anything or say anything to Israel? Not a flipping thing was done or even said to Israel about this. This was an act of war, ladies and gentlemen. But Israel gets away with it. If that was in an Arab country, they would have wiped it off the face of the map. But Israel does it. Hey, no problem. You know, the dancing Israelis after 9/11 across the bay over in New Jersey. There was a whole van full of Israelis, white van, moving van, filled with Israelis, cheering, celebrating, dancing in the streets, watching the towers burn across the bay. A woman saw this, called the police because she thought that they were Arabs and might be involved in the attacks. They were arrested. Later, when it was discovered that they were Israelis, bang, they sent them home with your tax dollars, paid for their tickets home. No questions asked, no record of their interrogations, nothing. Unbelievable. You gotta be kidding me. You know, Carl Cameron, this is to Fox News' credit, Carl Cameron did a four-part series on this spy ring, because that's who these Israelis were. They were part of a Israeli Mossad spy ring that was going on leading up to 9/11 and continuing thereafter. Hundreds of them. They were posing as art students and or workers for a moving company. And Carl Cameron brought out that evidence linking these Israelis to the 9/11 attacks is classified, and therefore we can't discuss it. That was Fox News. I must say, no other network covered this story, or at least not with the degree of clarity and broad coverage as Fox did. Fox is quite the irony. As lousy, as repulsive as Fox News is, on occasion, guys, when they're good, they're really good. And that was one example where that sleazy network did shine. And, you know, again, it's a twisted irony, isn't it? Because Fox News, of course, is run by Rupert Murdoch, who was himself a hardcore Zionist, a Hillary Clinton lover, too, by the way. And yet, that is the... Now, you know, if you go there today and try to download that, you won't find it. It's been removed from their website. But nevertheless, it's too late. It was already done. It was broadcast. It's all over the internet. Look it up. Carl Cameron, Israeli spy ring. You'll find it. It's all over Google and YouTube, on and on. Very interesting. I recommend you look at that whole report. Very, very revealing. It shows obvious Israeli involvement, guys, with the 9/11 attacks. And, of course, they stood to gain tremendously. They have gained tremendously. Anyway, don't forget the Israeli government, guys, receives billions of dollars in aid from the U.S. government every year. How could they be the ones who are the victims here? Washington Star, June 15th, 1981, had this to say. Some years ago, the prominent journalist... Oh, geez, I'm twisting my words. Some years ago, the prominent journalist, Russell Warren Howe, asked Menachem Begin whether he considered himself the father of terrorism in the Middle East, because, of course, he had founded his own terrorist group back in the 1940s. And Begin gave this response: no, in the entire world. Can you imagine that? They asked him if he was behind the terrorism in the Middle East, and he said, no, in the entire world. Can you believe it? This was back in June of 1981. He admitted that he was behind the terrorism in all the world, including the terrorism that was being blamed on Arabs, particularly that terrorism. David Ben-Gurion, speaking to the General Staff in May of 1948, said this: we must use terror, assassination, intimidation, land confiscation, and the cutting off of all social services to rid the Galilee of its Arab population. Can you believe this, guys? And you wonder who is behind the terrorism? When you go to the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion, which I'll be quoting from whenever I get to it, to tomorrow or next week, it states in there that we are the ones behind the terrorism. It is us who orchestrates terrorist attacks to advance our agenda. Oh, baby. Guys, much of the terrorism in the Middle East is actually perpetrated by the Mossad, Israel's equivalent of the CIA, but later falsely attributed to radical Arabs slash Muslims. That is a fact. This is due, or this is done, I should say, to gain sympathy, again, as I mentioned, for the Zionist-controlled state of Israel, and to justify more tyranny against Arabs, particularly the Palestinians. The Mossad, in fact, is perhaps the only entity in the world that is as evil, if not more so, than the CIA. According to Viktor Ostrovsky, a defected Mossad agent, the motto of the Mossad is, "We shall wage war by means of deception." And this is from his book, By Way of Deception. This motto comes right from the pages of the Kabbalah, which states, as we saw earlier, quote, "By what kind of war?" asks the rabbi. "By deceit and trickery, wherever possible." A September 2001 report produced by the U.S. Army School of Advanced Military Studies, or SAMS, referred to the Mossad as, and do listen to this very carefully, this is a U.S. Army study, refers to the Mossad as, quote, "ruthless and cunning, has capability to target U.S. forces and make it look like a Palestinian Arab act." Did you catch that? Our own government knows that the Israeli Mossad does this kind of garbage, and yet nothing ever happens. They get caught all the time in spy rings. Scarcely does a week or month go by when you don't hear of at least one or two FBI investigations, but whatever happens to them, nothing. They get swept under the rug and dropped like a hot potato. Mossad spies on high-profile people in the FBI, in the CIA, in the Pentagon, in the State Department, in the White House. Nothing ever happens, though. They get off scot-free every single time. But please note once again what the U.S. Army's School of Advanced Military Studies, or SAMS, referred to the Mossad as, quote, "ruthless and cunning, has capability to target U.S. forces and make it look like a Palestinian Arab act." Wow. Am I paranoid still? Am I anti-Semitic still? Well, I guess a whole lot of Jews are then, right? I guess Haaretz is too. Jerusalem Post. I guess the U.S. Army is. Are we anti-Semitic, or are we simply revealing the truth of what the heck is going on, and our Zionist-controlled media has dumbed people down in this country that they can't see it? And when it's shown to them, they write you off as some radical, fanatical bigot. In addition to the Mossad staging fake terrorist attacks, the Israeli government has also supported radical Arab groups like Hamas over the years. United Press International, June 18, 2002, had this to say. In the wake of a suicide bomb attack Tuesday on a crowded Jerusalem City bus that killed 19 people and wounded at least 70 more, the Islamic resistance movement, Hamas, took credit for the blast. Israeli officials called it the deadliest attack in Jerusalem in 6 years. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon immediately vowed to fight Palestinian terror and summoned his cabinet to decide on a military response to the organization that Sharon had once described as the deadliest terror group that we have ever had to face. Active in Gaza and the West Bank, Hamas wants to liberate all of Palestine and establish a radical Islamic state in place of Israel. It has gained notoriety with its assassinations, car bombs, and other acts of terrorism. Notice I never talk about this when it comes to the Mossad, though. Anyway, let me go on. But Sharon left something out. Israel and Hamas may currently be locked in deadly combat, but, according to several current and former U.S. intelligence officials, beginning in the late 1970s, Tel Aviv gave direct and indirect financial aid to Hamas over a period of years. Israel aided Hamas directly. The Israelis wanted to use it as a counterbalance to the PLO, Palestinian Liberation Organization, said Tony Kordsman, Middle East analyst for the Center for Strategic Studies. Israel's support for Hamas was a direct attempt to divide and dilute support for a strong secular PLO by using a competing religious alternative, said a former senior CIA official. So there you go, folks. There you go. Contrary to what the Israeli government would have you believe, they don't hate these terrorist attacks. In fact, I'd venture to say they're all staged in advance so the government knows where they're going to be so that their key people, family, friends, relatives, whatever, aren't anywhere in the vicinity of the attack, and it's just expendable average citizens that suffer from it because they benefit from it. They give support to these groups. They create these groups, which is what Al-Qaeda is, although I'll argue Al-Qaeda probably doesn't exist at all in any form, but what little form it does have, they're CIA operatives, folks, some sellout radical, fanatical Arabs or Muslims that have no soul, no conscience, that are actually on the CIA's payroll. Of course, I would argue that support of Hamas by the Israeli government has also been given in order to justify more oppression of the Palestinians and to gain sympathy from the international community. All right. We're going to go to Bob in D.C., another call. Welcome to the show, Bob.
Hey, Charles, how are you today?
How's it going, man?
Good, good. Well, I shouldn't say how are you. You're doing great. I just wanted to say, have you had Tex Mars on before?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I want to have him on again because, that guy can talk, fluently about 1,001 subjects.
Oh, yeah, well,
so.
What you're talking about goes back 2,500 years and then another 2,500.
Sure.
And
oh, sure.
I just wanted to compliment you. You're doing a great job.
All right, thanks, man.
Okay, bud. Have a good one. I'm downloading
okay.
The first hour right now. Second one coming up.
All right, man. Catch you later.
Right. Yep.
Call anytime.
Yes.
Yeah, Tex Mars. I'm definitely going to get him back on, folks, because he's got some really good stuff. If you guys aren't familiar with him, you need to be. You need to get on his mailing list. He's right in, I think it's in Austin, Texas. Just look up, just type his name in, T-E-X-E. M-A-R-R-S, Tex Mars, and you'll see his website. He's written some great books. He's got some other books by other authors available through his ministry. Just an excellent guy. He's gotten a lot of flack, as you might guess, from the mainstream so-called Christian world, which is mostly comprised of Zionists, of course. It's mostly because of his stance on Zionism that they hate him so much, but he's right. They're wrong. And he's to be commended. He's, you know, he's not kissing any rump, that's for sure. That guy tells it like it is, doesn't play any word games. So, yeah, I definitely want to have him back on, talking about this and other issues. You know, it's astonishing now that we're on that subject of the so-called Christian world supporting Zionism. You know, the philosophy of Zionism comes from the pages of the Kabbalah and the Talmud. Both of these downright evil so-called religious texts, yeah, they're religious, all right, of a demonic nature, originated, guys, in oral form dating back to the time of the Babylonian captivity. And by Zionists' admission themselves, this was the philosophy embraced by the Pharisees, the people who nailed Christ to the cross. And here's mainstream Christianity embracing this garbage. What a bunch of fools. All right, guys, stick with a short break. Be right back.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to Truth Earth Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. I don't want to be obnoxious about this and drive people crazy, but I just had to say hello to my love again over in Wisconsin. Hi, Jen. Love you. I'm probably going to drive her nuts doing that. Anyway, yeah, guys, obviously I'm going to have to pick up with this tomorrow. I don't even know if I'm going to finish this tomorrow. This is another subject that is very deep, broad, and important, so I don't want to give it light coverage. I don't want to skip any of this material because there's a lot more to be said about it here. And I'm about one third of the way through my notes, so it might take two more shows. I'll take as many as it takes to go through this. I don't want to skip any of it. So I'll be picking up tomorrow, maybe into next week, and then from there, I'm going to go into the protocols. That might take a couple shows to do. So whenever I get free time, I'm definitely going to leave open one day a week, so probably next Friday. Although, tentatively, I might be getting Constance Cumby next Friday, in which case I'll have to finish this, get into the protocols probably the following week, because I have every other day booked next week. Great guest coming up next week, guys. You don't want to miss the show. But Constance Cumby is going to be coming up as one of the guests either next week or the following week. I'm not sure, whatever day she's got free. But for those of you who don't know her, she's an excellent author. She's written a lot of books exposing, infiltration of occultism, especially into kids' shows and into, our so-called education system, how they're sneaking it into textbooks, and it's really interesting stuff. Total mind manipulation. And all of this is in preparation, again, for the Nouvelle Order. Anyway, let me just go over a couple more quick points here about Zionism before the show ends. The Israeli government treatment of Palestinians, guys, amounts to nothing short of pure ethnic cleansing. Sadly, many people around the world, even government leaders, are afraid to speak out against such atrocities for fear of being labeled either anti-Semitic or supporters of terrorism. Leah Harris of the Washington-based Jews for Peace in Palestine and Israel had this to say. Keep in mind, this is a Jew herself, totally against Zionism. Here's what she said. All people who denounce the Israeli occupation are accused of supporting terrorism. According to this twisted logic, if you oppose Israeli state terrorism, then you, of course, support other forms of terrorism. Listen to the hypocrisy of all of this. Absolutely ridiculous. She rightly identifies Israeli government actions as terrorism. So what they're really saying, when you protest the Israeli government, you're going against their terrorism. You need to support their terrorism and not support anyone else's. Our terrorism is good. I mean, isn't that the policy of our beloved Pentagon, of our military? Only other leaders, when they engage in invading other countries and stealing their resources, is it evil. Only when they engage in torture is it evil. But when we do it, it's okay. Well, guess where our torture comes from? Guess who's inspiring us to engage in this, guys? It's the Zionists themselves, the mothers of all terrorism and torture. Zionist guys created socialism and communism as a means of control. And we've run out of time today to delve into that, but I'll be back tomorrow talking about that. You don't want to miss that. I will prove that point from Zionist publications. They actually boast right in your face, the Universal Jewish Encyclopedia, for example. And I would have to replace that word Jewish with Zionist, but in any case, this is one of the sources I'll be citing from, where they actually boast that they created communism and socialism and that they continue to use these twisted forms of government around the world to control people and help bring about the New World Order. So don't miss that. We'll be talking about that and many other interesting things tomorrow, guys. Have a good day. We'll see you then.
It's true.